New revelations by two NGOs show Israel's domestic spy agency systematically uses torture against Palestinian detainees. Reports say the abuse begins with violence and degradation en route to prison. It continues with extensive sleep deprivation, prolonged binding to a chair in painful positions, and exposure to extreme cold and heat. Detainees also face inhuman detention conditions that force them to endure filth while being denied sanitation and medical care. The NGOs said the abuse is directly dictated from above and does not represent misbehavior by single prison guards. The NGOs, who interviewed 116 Palestinian detainees, said not any single complaint filed over the past 15 years has led to an investigation of Shin Bet officers. Currently, over 6,000 Palestinians are in Israeli jails. Many of them resort to hunger strike to call attention to their situation. Mona Kandil, our correspondent, joins us now via satellite from Ramallah. Mona, talk to us more about these revelations by these NGOs.
Well, since the 1967, we can say that 205 Palestinians have died in Israeli jails due to the excessive use of violence and other forms of torture, as well as the lack of adequate medical care. And a number of Palestinian prisoners have passed away after they were released from Israeli jails because they were sick and the Israelis were not offering them the appropriate medical care. As you have mentioned, Palestinian prisoners continue to be subjected to torture, maltreatment, and several forms of violence against them by the Israeli soldiers themselves. Almost 95% of the Palestinians had been mistreated and beaten, as well as faced torture inside the Israeli jails. Not only inside the Israeli jails, but according to testimonies from Palestinian prisoners, the journey of torture starts the moment they are arrested. Israeli soldiers storm the homes and arrest Palestinians, and here starts the torture all the way to the Israeli interrogation centers, and even after they are kept behind the bars. They are deprived to sleep. They do not receive medical care. They do not receive food inside the Israeli cells in order to confess things that many times they didn't do, and sometimes crimes the Israelis want to those Palestinians to confess. However, they didn't do. As you also know, hundreds of Palestinians are now kept in Israeli jails without charges or trials. They are described by the Israelis to be administrative detainees. They are kept behind the bars based on secret information that the Israeli court does not reveal and tell the suspect himself and even his lawyers. There were testimonies from Palestinian children as well. They said that they were subjected to mistreatment and torture, and they were kept inside outdoor cages during the winter time. And this is against the international laws, as well as the Fourth Geneva Convention, that to grant Palestinian prisoners their rights and their freedoms to get inside the Israeli jails. This comes also as the Israelis prevent the families of Palestinians to visit them during their sentences inside the Israeli bars.
Thank you so much, Mona Press TV's Mona Kandil, joining us from Ramallah.